Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
This automatic broadband, mobile or TV price hikes may become a thing of the past. Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent, is reporting along with Kevin Doyle this morning that the government is getting ready to introduce a law that will allow people to cancel their contracts if prices go up. Adrian joins us now. Adrian, what is the government considering?
It's considering introducing by law the idea that when your broadband or mobile or TV plan automatically goes up each spring, and this is a thing that's been introduced in the last few years. People will know this if you're with Vodafone or you're with Air or you're with Three, or what happens is each April or March, your subscription goes up, your 12-month or your 24-month plan, it goes up by, you know, €2, €4, €5 per month. And that's baked into the contract that you have, the 12-month contract, 24-month contract. You sign up to that because you've no choice, because that's the terms of the contract. What the government is saying is, no, that's not fair. You should be able to change or quit your contract and go somewhere else if the provider increases the cost of your plan, even if that was part of the original deal in a 12-month or 24-month contract.
So the government is saying, look, effectively the contract is null and void if you breach the terms of it by raising prices. So the consumer should be able to go.
Yeah, that's the interesting part of that, because at the moment, the contract provider is not breaching the terms and conditions of the contract.
You're right. Technically, they're not. But I suppose you could argue they're breaking the spirit of the contract, could you?
I think behind what the government is doing is, I think there's frustration that a lot of these automatic price rises every spring, they all kind of came about at the same time. Most of the big providers introduced this new condition into 12-month and 24-month contracts on mobile broadband TV. They introduced them around the same time. And I think the concern has always been that this takes away from competition, because if all of them are doing it, then you're not motivated to quit the operator you're with the next time your contract is up and go somewhere else, because you'll get the same thing. So what I think what the government is trying to do is they're saying, no, if Air or Vodafone or Three or Virgin or Sky, whoever it is, if they raise the prices in the middle of the contract, even if you signed up to that, they have to give you 30 days notice before they're doing that. And within that 30 days, you are allowed to break the contract and go somewhere else.
I suppose the key question, Adrian, is will people do that? Will they move it? Like we see with every year you should move your energy provider. People don't do it, even though they could save like thousands of euro potentially, certainly hundreds of euro every year. They don't do it. Will people do it this time, do you think?
I think most probably won't, for two reasons. First of all, for the reasons that you're suggesting, that people are kind of like, they just stay with what they have.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that, and this is the thing to watch, whether the other providers offer really good discounts and knockdown deals around March, April time when those 30-day periods are in. That's what I would be watching.
Okay.
Because
so it might generate competition?
Well, it might, or... And maybe the operators might think it's not in the interest of the industry, maybe, to have too much competition around springtime.
Okay, interesting. We'll watch with interest. Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent, who along with Kevin Doyle has that story this morning. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.